Well, yes, this has all come about because of European copyright law. Because the copyright period lasts for 70 years for recordings, but in the case of unreleased recordings only lasts for 50 years. There's lots of stuff from the Beatles' very early years in 1963 that would have gone out of copyright at the end of this year if it hadn't been released. So by releasing it today, they've extended that copyright for 20 years. And there's a selection of outtakes from their album recordings and some sessions for the BBC. There's a few versions of songs like She Loves You, as well as kind of slightly more obscure things on there. So it's a real kind of mix of things from the Beatles, but to Beatles enthusiasts and completists, it's something that they'll very much want to get their hands on, I think.
Now, there were reports that the tracks disappeared from iTunes. Here in the US, I had a link to the download page and was able to download some songs, but for a period of time, the collection wasn't searchable on the US iTunes page. Was this just a publicity stunt?
It's available on both the UK, as far as I can see, iTunes Store, and the US iTunes Store. And from what we understand, they will remain up there for the foreseeable future. There's no plans at the moment for them to be taken down, or as some overnight reports were suggesting, that they'd be up for just about 10 minutes before being taken down again. There were some of those reports from earlier today. What those were about, nobody seems quite sure. But as far as we can see from here in the UK, those recordings have gone up for sale on iTunes, and they're likely to remain there for the foreseeable future.
Has the Beatles record company made any comment?
Well, as far as we can see, the line from Apple has been very, very careful. They haven't said why they're putting this out. They haven't specified how long these will be available for. All they've done is confirm that these tracks are being made available. And of course, the wide assumption is, because of this copyright law issue, that they may not be that willing to put the tracks out, but realise that if they don't in some form for release, they would lose the copyright on them, and so that other people, other record companies, would be able to make money from them. So to stop that happening, I think they see this as the least worst solution, making it available on something like a download only basis for fans to get hold of, and it means they hold on to the copyright for another 20 years till the year 2033.